Hello and welcome to another episode of the Auto Trader Podcast. My name is Wandile Sishi.
And I'm George Minnie. And when are we going to change this jingle?
We're working on it. I promise you we're going to bring in something bombastic for the next...
Bombastic?
Bombastic for the next...
It sounds like evil.
It's good. I've seen, we've been working on a new show. Let me just put like...
What is all the Cloak and Dagger about? I've been hearing about this now for weeks and I haven't seen anything. And
you know, we're trying different
secret,
things.
Secret.
We're trying different
things. Like secret service.
Once it's ready, I'll definitely... we'll show everybody. We'll reveal it nicely for everyone.
Did you see that Blue Light Brigade video that's going around?
I did see it. Had a few discussions with some colleagues. There's a lot of people who, you know, Twitter's the worst place to be on when it comes to these sort of things because everyone has an opinion, but they don't understand what the law is and what is a kind of degree of force that someone can
What did those guys do to get them to kind of react in that way?
Yeah, it's hard to say, but the way the conversation's going right now is that they were blocking them or impeding them from essentially being the Blue Light Brigade. Mm. But, you know, looking at the video, I think there was a lot of force, but until I know what's going on, I think it's safe to assume that civilians should not be treated that way, one.
No.
But also that the Blue Light Brigade has... a job to do, ultimately. So let's see what happens. But you can't treat people like that.
No. I mean, it's terrible. But I've watched bits and pieces of the video. I must go and watch the thing properly. But stuff like that shouldn't happen either way.
Yeah, I think there's. Let's see what happens. But I'm sure the internet and the justice will take care of it. Swiftly.
Yeah, the internet blew up because of it. Did you watch the race?
I did. Before we even get into that, how do you feel about the season so far? Because I think we speak about it in isolation, each race, to what's actually going on.
I think it's becoming a everybody else race.
So we know what's gonna happen at the top, let's see what happens with the rest.
Yes. I'm not even watching Red Bull anymore.
Yeah,
I'm only watching the race between Mercedes,
Ferrari
and Aston Martin, and now McLaren. Did you see Alonso's? Yeah. Norris. Norris. Norris's stellar performance.
Fantastic.
Do you think that was upgrades in the car?
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks of upgrades now. A lot of the teams who did it the previous week.
Did Piastri not have those upgrades?
I'm not too sure. I think he may have had it the week before. But the most important thing is it takes a little bit of time before the team and the engineers understand what the performance is.
Yeah.
And then obviously the driver needs to click with any of those changes.
You know what? I'm starting to see this more and more. Driver gelling with the car is a big deal.
Super important.
Super important. You know, look at Australian dude. Used to be for Red Bull.
Daniel Ricciardo.
Look at Daniel Ricciardo. Did reasonably well in Red Bull. Okay. Went on to McLaren.
Yeah.
Did dismally badly.
Yeah.
Just didn't gel with the car.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good driver. You know, did the same fate befall Mick Schumacher? Just a car problem?
Perhaps. And we're seeing it across the teams now. You know, it used to be like, okay, maybe this one team, but there's so many different things that the teams are adding to the vehicles. Mm. That difference of that impact of how that impacts your driving style, we're seeing that now vastly across the entire grid. And it's showing what's the difference between skill and less skill, I guess.
But so there's one thing I want to talk about Red Bull.
Yeah.
And this is the difference between number two Red Bull driver,
Perez
and Max. Mm. Did you see the strategic thinking of Max when he took the lead? By holding back on the DRS detection point.
Okay.
Did you see that?
I didn't. Yeah.
Okay. So basically, on the one corner, he, because the detection point dictates who's going to get DRS, right? Yeah. So he was behind, and he passed Leclerc at one point. Right before the DRS detection point, before the corner,
hold back.
And then he decided to hold back when the DRS detection point came around.
Yeah.
Right, but he was beside Leclerc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so very good spot to be, but he knew he was the one who was going to get DRS 100%. On the next straight.
Yeah.
And then as they took the corner, he could have been in front, but then Leclerc would have got DRS, yeah. right? So he stopped Leclerc from getting DRS, then passed him on the straight.
So yeah, how
but
do you
Perez,
feel about that?
but Perez did not think about that until probably about four laps later.
Yeah.
Somebody must have told him. And that's the difference between a world champion and a non-world champion.
Go back 2 years and we saw Max doing the exact same thing with Hamilton. I mean, they used to josh for DRS zones and detection zones all the time. It was one of the big differences in the last three races when they were going for, it was 2020, when they were going for Hamilton's 8 and Max's 1.
Yeah.
So that's a mindset thing. And you can see it in...
It's not a mindset thing. It's a smartness thing.
Hmm.
Perez just doesn't have it.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Sorry.
He hasn't had it for a while.
Yeah. He's never had it. He's never going to have it.
I mean, you never know. You
in my opinion, you got it or you don't.
You either have it or you don't.
You don't have it or you don't. That's talent.
You can learn. You can learn.
No, fair enough. You're going to learn. But you know, by that time, he's like, you know.
It's too late.
55 years old.
Yeah. And it's not to say that the other drivers aren't also learning at the same time. So,
you know. Yeah. Like, what is the next thing that Verstappen's going to think about that Perez doesn't think about?
Mm.
So now it's, okay, so he's learned about DRS detection zones. So what? Okay. But now it's the next thing.
Yeah.
So when you're learning at a rate that is slower than your teammate, you're never going to beat him.
Yeah.
Never.
You're always behind, right?
You're always behind.
Four races behind.
Yes, you're becoming smarter. You're learning, fair enough. But you're never going to be on the edge.
Yeah.
I don't think.
For sure. I mean, ultimately, the race was once again a one horse race.
Yeah.
And yeah, we have to do something about these cars.
Anyway,
all just far too slow.
What are we talking about today?
Extras. So we've spoken about extras before, but right now I saw an interesting article which spoke about the 10 most expensive extras and the impact it has on.
You're talking about extras on a car, right?
Yes, that's correct. So I'm not talking about the typical warranty insurance. I'm talking about an actual extra, so a feature on the vehicle.
Features on the vehicle, like things you can put on when you buy the car.
100%.
Factory fitted extras.
Do you believe in getting extras in terms of creature comforts?
For sure. I mean, so let's talk quickly about Tesla, right?
Yes.
The problem with extras outside of Tesla's environment, the problem with extras is every car down that production line has to be built
differently. Yeah.
Okay. So that's a problem with extras. It pushes up the cost of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the extras.
Just the base the cost.
The base cost of building cars goes up because they have to do different things on the same production line.
Yeah.
Fit a sunroof where another car doesn't have a sunroof. Put an umbrella in where another car doesn't have an umbrella.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not so sure that the world of extras on cars is going to be the future. Because look at what Tesla's doing.
Yeah.
The car comes fully stacked.
One size fits all.
There's some
OEMs where you can turn an extra on and off, right? But they're all kind of built the same. I think.
Well, it's Tesla's like that. You know, in the future, you're going to be able to buy your extra. Maybe the sunroof is sealed shut.
Mm.
And you want to turn it on, you pay.
Mm. Mm.
You know? So the sunroof is there. You just got to open it.
Okay, I see. That's a bit cruel, yeah.
No, it's not cruel. It's like you didn't pay for it, but the costs are lower.
Yeah. When it's from a trick ball, you can subscribe to it for a month.
Yes. Yeah. I think that the world of cars are probably going to go there, where everything is going to be on a subscription basis.
When we had the subscription episode, we actually spoke about that exact thing. I think it was BMW something where they were considering all cars, exactly to your point, have every single feature that you want, and then you can just turn it on and off.
I see a future in that. Anyway, what are the most expensive extras that you have come across?
So I have a list of 10 extras, which I found were a bit insane. And I'll take you down all of them. So the first one is with regards to Rolls-Royce's umbrella. I mean, we've all seen Rolls-Royce, the little umbrella that comes with pretty much every single Rolls Royce. Of course, you can get different ones with crystals. And
so then how's it an extra if it comes with every Rolls Royce?
Because there's levels. There's levels to extras as well. You get your stock standard umbrella and then you get a proper Rolls Royce umbrella.
Oh.
And the proper Rolls Royce umbrella, guess how much that costs?
Well, I'm looking at it. 13 grand.
13,000 rand. I don't know how I feel about that.
13,000 rand for an umbrella.
13,000 rand for an umbrella.
I'd rather get wet.
Rather get wet than have the 13,000 umbrella. Honestly, I agree. I agree with that. More things from Rolls Royce. So, you know the little Starlight headliner that comes in Rolls Royce? 280,000.
What? For some LEDs in the roof?
For some LEDs.
You can go down to, you know, your friends.
Pinoli, I promise you.
I promise you, you go to the East Rand, you'll find some LEDs there. Not for 280 grand. My goodness.
280,000. That's obviously in the extreme case, because you can get creative with how you customize that. But on
In Boxburg, you can too.
Yeah, put there whatever you want, for sure. Then there's BMW is offering a Louis Vuitton luggage set for your car, which will cost 373,000 rand. That's a brand new 3 Series, really. So, you know, if you want to have a Louis Vuitton luggage set with your BMW i8, there it is, 373. Obviously, paint jobs are a big thing. There's some interesting paint jobs that you can get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Porsche is offering a paint job for 466,000 rand.
What is the gold dust in there?
So it is a bit special. It's a liquid metal paint.
What is a liquid metal paint?
It's a liquid metal paint. That's all I know. I'm assuming it's just got a unique option. So it gives.
No, we've got to find out what a bloody liquid metal paint is.
It is only offered on one of their cars, to be fair. So if you want to take your, if you want to make it even more exclusive, on the Porsche 918, you can get a special paint job, which ultimately adds value to your vehicle when you want.
What is liquid metal paint? So, for those who don't know, like me and Wendy, yeah. Liquid metal coatings are real metal coatings manufactured using a sprayable tech at ambient temperatures. Using this tech, metal is coated into a substrate in a thin layer, giving it the look and feel of real metal, but it's just 2 millimeters thick. Oh, interesting.
It's 2 millimeters thick, so it makes the car a bit heavier, no?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But it is a Porsche.
It is a Porsche, yeah. Oh, there it is there on the screen. I mean, it's glossier. It looks like metal, but not too sure if I would.
All right. Well, that's what liquid metal paint is. I learned something today.
Yeah. Is it worth it? I don't know. Half a million. If you are buying a 918, I'm sure you have the money for it. So it will add a little bit of value to your car. Then we have more Rolls Royce Phantom Divider. So one thing you can get is a divider for
the... If you've got a butler, driver, you know, scenario.
Yeah, which is rumored to cost around 560,000 rand. Then we have...
Well, you can, 560,000 rand for your own change room.
Yeah. I'm going to skip some of the other things. I'm going to skip all the paint ones because I don't think they, you know, they're that amazing. But Bentley... So you know in Bentley sometimes you have that little Breitling watch... which I guess is, I don't know, I don't know what it's for, but it's a watch in your car. That's an actual, I think it's Breitling. So that costs 3.3 million.
Which is an aviation watch.
Yeah, 3.3 million for that extra.
3.3 million rand for a Breitling watch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much does a Breitling watch cost? Let's Google. Most expensive Breitling watch. Most expensive Breitling watch, $225,000.
Yeah, so this
is a Bentley.
This is a bit cheaper than that.
Yeah, so this is the most expensive Breitling wristwatch. Is the Breitling Bentley Flying BJ28362? There are only 50 of this timepiece produced. Well, so it's obviously not that one, but this one is $225,000. US dollars, whereas you're saying 3.3 million rand, which is just slightly cheaper.
It's a bit cheaper.
Yeah.
In that year. So, yeah. At the top of this list, because we have more color things, it's a Ferrari LaFerrari carbon fiber front end, which will set you back a fat 6.3.
It's a whole Ferrari.
That's a whole lot of things. It's a whole house. It's a whole lot of everything. So, you know, extras can...
Yeah.
Start to add up depending on where you're.
But I mean, let's talk about everyday extras for the everyday consumer.
Yes.
Okay. What are the most important everyday extras that are worth adding to your everyday car? Let's, you know, forget the Ferraris and the Bentleys and the Porsches.
100%. So
what are the everyday extras you think we should?
In my opinion, and I'm going to talk to the ones that I think add value to when you have to resell the car, and also. It may be a creature comfort, but it adds substantially to the experience that you have.
Okay, so you're thinking about extras as an investment.
extras investments and extras into an investment of my experience of the vehicle. I think those are the ones that I
really which ones for you would be a non-negotiable.
So any sort of safety features, so lane keeping assist,
yes,
as well as crash detection, those sort of things, I think are something that everyone should add to the vehicle. Navigation, if you don't have navigation,
well, you got Google Maps on your phone. I think Apple CarPlay, you don't need navigation.
If you have Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, usually it is it's not a standard feature, so include those things to make that experience of your vehicle a lot better. I think that's, you know, those are the ones that I'll definitely include.
Well, for me, I think the non-negotiables are definitely adaptive cruise control.
Yeah.
With lane keep assist.
Yeah.
I use that literally every time I climb on a motorway. Lane keep assist and adaptive cruise control. That's one. Other features that are for me are non-negotiable, electric motors. It's not an optional extra. I'm just kidding.
<You're> cheating.
That's cheating. Air conditioner, but air conditioner comes in every car now. You don't really. I don't think you get cars that are fitted without an aircon. I don't think you get cars that have roll up windows anymore. It's all electric windows now. So those aren't our optional extras. So for me, the comfort of driving on a freeway, with little effort with adaptive cruise control is probably the most important feature. I'm not such a massive fan of sunroofs. I've had a few cars with sunroofs. I hardly used them.
I hardly use my sunroof. However, I'm glad I have one in the car, because when I do use it, it feels...
Just say I've got a sunroof.
Well, I don't open it. I don't open it all the way. I just do the little...
Yeah, tilt it.
Yeah.
But that's a cool look.
That's what I'm saying.
So you put your arm out the window.
I sometimes do. You know, those are features which I think add to the experience of the vehicle.
Well, you know, another feature that I think is pretty useful is electric seats.
Oh, for sure.
Especially with memory. Because when you go get your car washed, like I go get my car washed, and they move the seats around. I'm like, and you can, what's frustrating is you never get that seat exactly in the same position as it was before, and you're always wondering. Mm-hmm. Whereas with electric seats, you just push the button
and
it comes back to where you are. Another feature that is cool is, and I experienced this on the Volvo C40. Okay. I think we spoke about it last week. And that's those LED headlights.
The laser lights.
I've never experienced the laser lights like I experienced on that car. And for me now, that's a definite, it's a safety feature and a very cool feature, because it just illuminates everything.
Yeah, 100%. I have a list of things which you could avoid, but I'm gonna read them out to you, and then you tell me if you think it's worth it, rather. Let's play a little bit of a game with it. So window etching. So this is when they put your VIN number into, I don't know, like the inside the windows.
I would rather do data dot.
Data dot. So that's on the paint of the vehicle. There's a little identification.
Well, they spray these dots in the car that you can scan.
Do you think anybody has ever used that to find a car?
Good question.
I've never ever. Nobody's ever been like, oh my god.
Cars are getting harder and harder to steal.
Yeah.
Especially when we get to the days of electric cars, it's going to be, I mean, criminals are going to become more creative, obviously, but they're getting more and more difficult to steal.
Okay. Next one, rust proofing. So this is to, you know, kind of ensure that your car doesn't.
I think it's a standard thing, right? I don't know. You don't need an option for it.
Yeah.
It should be standard out the factory.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Next one is key protection. So this is basically an extra in case you lose your key. You can get another one. I mean, does that happen frequently?
My car's key has the manual key that you pull out of the key fob.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a procedure you go through to get into the car with that manual key. And most cars got that.
I think a lot of cars now, you can even unlock your car with your phone.
So yeah, I can unlock my car with my phone.
Yeah, so I think to some degree.
But you need that. I think you need that manual entrance.
Okay.
For the chance where your car absolutely fails electronically.
Yeah.
You need to get in.
Yeah. What about nitrogen for your tires?
I used to do this. Apparently it it helps with tire heat.
Does it help like in the long run though, in terms of?
I don't know. I've never thought about it for long enough.
I think it's a gimmick.
Yeah, it might be.
If I had a really nice car, I think I would definitely do it just because I'm already there.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know. Is it significant enough?
Yeah, I don't know. Tire and theft protection. This one here, I think, is definitely worth it.
Anti-theft tire protection. Definitely if you have a Bucky, because I've seen a lot of Bucky spare wheels being stolen. Not seen them being stolen, but, you know, heard of them being stolen.
It happened to my friend recently. He went to a wedding and he parked his car outside. And they took every single bumper, the side skirts and his wheels. Like
left the car on bricks?
Lifted on bricks, essentially. Well, it was not even on bricks. It was like on little...
trestles?
Yeah.
My word.
And this was... I mean, he was in there for like an hour and he came out and in front of all... there's lots of cars there, but they specifically... you know,
targeted his?
Yeah. It was a VW, to be fair.
Sure somebody wasn't pulling a prank.
No. It's still gone. They never brought it back. So, yeah, I think depending on the vehicle, depending on, you know... VW parts are always just after.
I mean, one of the latest scams, or should I say thefts, is I think it's the GTI headlights.
Yeah.
You can pop them out, apparently, without being in the car.
Yeah.
And those things go for tens of thousands of rands.
Yeah, 100%. Last two, roof racks.
It just kind of makes your car a bit tacky.
I think if an SUV, and or if you like... off-road and do that sort of thing where you'll need them, maybe.
I mean, I've had roof racks. I used to have a Fortuner once upon a time.
I don't think they will add to the value of the vehicle,
no.
In my opinion.
No. It's an extra. And they're useful in some areas.
Yeah.
But if you're going to permanently have them on your roof, takes away from the car, I think.
For sure.
And it's less aerodynamic, so you're going to have a high fuel consumption.
For sure. Last one, rear seats entertainment systems. These are really expensive if you... You know, opt in for
rear
this.
Seat entertainment system.
Yeah. So
you mean like a tablet on the back
like
of
a
the
tablet
front
in
seat,
the back, which is not connected to what's happening in the front.
I think that those are redundant nowadays with Samsung Galaxy and Apple iPads.
Yeah.
You get really cool mounting devices and. Even the kids in the back can just hold the tablet.
So I'm
not so sure that is. Years ago, I think it was a good idea when tablets weren't what they are today. But today, you stream straight to your Samsung Galaxy or to your Apple iPad.
100%. And that's pretty much all we have for. But before we go on sites, basically for any car that you have, there are a list of there's articles which speak to the different features that you can get in your vehicle. As well as how much they can add to the vehicle. So definitely check that out.
Extras definitely add to vehicle value.
Yes.
Depends on what those extras are.
Yes.
But factory fitted extras.
Yeah.
I promise you, for those out there who are thinking, I'm going to go put side skirts on my car. Those side skirts and your drop suspension is actually going to reduce the value of your car. It's not going to increase the value of your car. Yeah. Aftermarket modifications don't increase the value of a car. It's factory fitted stuff that increase the value of your car.
Also your insurance. Your extras do have an impact on insurance.
Well, it increases the value of the car, replacement value, all those things. So it 100%. Will increase insurance. If you've got, Boxberg style extras fitted, it's going to increase the insurance on your car because it probably makes it more unsafe.
Those are my favorite extras. The ones from Boxberg.
The dropped suspension and the side skirts.
Give me
big whale tail on the back.
100%.
They do not add value to your car.
I don't know. They add value to me.
Why? Why streets? Do you want your car to look like a shopping trolley?
My street value. For the boys.
Street cred.
The street cred goes all the way up with those size skirts. So
yes, Tokyo Drifter.
To each their own. That's pretty much all the time we have. Thank you for joining me, George. And we'll see you guys next week.
Cheers.